Hello and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. Have you ever struggled to be thankful? Maybe you had one of those days where nothing goes right and try as you might, you can't find a single reason to be thankful for anything. Well, so has Rembrandt. Join me today as I tell the story, Tale of the Dancing Cowboy, and learn what Rembrandt learns on how to give thanks. The moral of today's parable is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Things started to unravel early one morning for Rembrandt at the Morton's Coffee Pub. Two young thugs entered the restaurant, swore at Myrtle, who was mopping the floor, cut in line, and demanded two large double-double coffees. Rembrandt took a deep breath and served them with a smile. When he handed them over, things fell apart.
"I ordered these regular. You're a coffee monkey. You have one job to do. What's wrong with you?" yelled the first thug.
"You said double-double," replied Rembrandt.
"The coffee monkey's dumb and deaf," laughed the second thug.
Noticing the commotion, Butch came over. "Hello, I'm the manager. Anything I can help you with?"
"Yeah, the service here is terrible. This guy messed up our order, then blamed it on us," said the first thug. "Teach your staff the customer's always right," said the second.
Butch looked at Rembrandt sympathetically. "Can you take care of it?" he asked. "I'm sorry, I'll fix your order," said Rembrandt meekly. He quietly seethed as he made up the replacement coffees. Handing them over, the two thugs grabbed all four coffees. "Let me ask you something," asked Rembrandt.
"What coffee, monkey?" asked the first thug.
"For my own personal curiosity, did you guys go to university?" asked Rembrandt. The two guys laughed.
"Of course I'm a doctor," said the first thug. "More like pharmacist," laughed the second. "Helping the world feel all right," said the first thug with a knowing wink.
Rembrandt shook his head as they jumped into their Mercedes and left. Doreen came over and leaned against the counter. Her face was flushed as she looked tired. "It's not fair. We worked our butts off, got an education. You have a master's degree, and we're serving coffee to drug dealers," lamented Rembrandt. "You know what? Right now, I don't really care. It's not my job to like the people we serve," said Doreen.
Rembrandt glared at Doreen. "Gee, thanks for the sympathy."
"Like you're any better. I've been sick for days and you haven't even noticed," snapped Doreen.
"I noticed," Rembrandt lied.
"Are you okay?"
"I feel like I'm going to throw up, so you know," said Doreen.
"Sorry," said Rembrandt.
"Way to sweep me off my feet. I'm going home. Bring home supper. Soup," said Doreen. She kissed his cheek.
Rembrandt cringed. "Don't make me sick, too," he said.
"My hero," said Doreen. She shuffled to the back and then off to home.
The events of the morning soured Rembrandt for the rest of the day. Try as he might, he couldn't help but feel cheated. Looking around the Morton's Coffee Pub, he was profoundly unhappy. This was his life. It didn't seem fair. He was educated, smart. He had hopes and dreams. Yet, in spite of all that, he was a coffee monkey. He wanted more. In the early afternoon, Oscar arrived with Roscoe. Rembrandt still found a crow on the back of Oscar's wheelchair unsettling, especially after the time Roscoe attacked him.
"What can I get for you?" Rembrandt asked.
"Medium black for me, a cup of water for my friend," said Oscar.
"Find a place to land and I'll bring it to you," said Rembrandt.
"Funny," said Oscar.
Rembrandt placed two cups on the table. Roscoe hopped from Oscar's wheelchair and onto the table, forcing Rembrandt to take a step back.
"Sit down, take a load off," said Oscar.
"With the kind of day I'm having, I'd probably break the chair," said Rembrandt.
"Rough day, eh?" asked Oscar.
"Yeah," said Rembrandt. He pretended to wipe down a nearby table. He stopped and looked at Oscar as though inspiration struck.
"Have you ever wished your life was completely different?"
Oscar thought for a second.
"Are you being serious?"
"Yeah.
I mean, don't you wish you could walk? That you weren't in a wheelchair? Asked Rembrandt. Well, of course I have. I wanted it so bad it used to drive me crazy, said Oscar.
Used to? Asked Rembrandt.
Have I ever told you about the dancing cowboy? Asked Oscar.
No, said Rembrandt.
He used to dance down the streets everywhere he went. We became friends 15 years ago.
I had to meet him, find out why he danced so much, said Oscar.
Did he tell you? Asked Rembrandt.
Yeah.
Kurt.
Did you know Kurt used to drive an ambulance? He was a paramedic.
He told me he saved thousands of people, said Oscar.
I wouldn't have guessed that, said Rembrandt.
I know, right? Anyway, he told me that all the time he worked as a paramedic, he didn't care about a single one of his patients. It was only a job. Until he got called to a house fire. The fire department was already there battling the blaze, said Oscar.
Rembrandt sat down across from Oscar. Roscoe flapped his wings and squawked.
It's a rule that paramedics aren't supposed to place themselves in danger. Kurt said you couldn't help people if you were injured. Anyway, Kurt sat outside waiting. All of a sudden, the roof of the house collapsed, trapping a bunch of firefighters. Instead of helping, he just sat there, said Oscar.
Rembrandt grimaced. Are you serious?
Yeah, and he didn't get into trouble. He was doing what he was supposed to. But his partner ran inside, pulled one guy out, then another. The guy was a total hero. Kurt said it drove him nuts, because his partner was going to get all the glory. So Kurt ran into the house, but as soon as he did, the floor fell into the basement. He broke both his legs, said Oscar.
Let me guess, his partner saved him, said Rembrandt.
I don't really know.
Someone must have. Anyway,
it took him 2 years to learn how to walk again. He was so grateful that he decided to dance instead of walk.
He's done it ever since, said Oscar.
Rembrandt's eyes narrowed. Why are you telling me this? He asked.
Just making conversation, said Oscar.
Or are you trying to make me think about something? Asked Rembrandt.
I can't imagine what, said Oscar.
Like Thanksgiving is a matter of perspective? That we don't always recognize what we have until it's gone, said Rembrandt.
I suppose those things are true, but it's a little obvious, isn't it? Not everything in life can be turned into a lesson, said Oscar with a smile.
Rembrandt shrugged. I suppose you're right. And as he stood up, he looked around the restaurant and sighed. I need to get back to work.
Before you go, just remember, everything changes, and not all changes are bad, said Oscar.
Rembrandt looked at Oscar suspiciously and smiled.
That evening, Rembrandt arrived home. He was tired and still a little frustrated, but at least he remembered Doreen's soup.
Their apartment was dark and quiet. Rembrandt assumed Doreen was sleeping. He turned on the light to the kitchen and set the soup on the table. There was a plastic device Rembrandt had never seen before. At one end, there was a little blue plus sign. Doreen came up behind Rembrandt and leaned on the doorway.
What's this? Asked Rembrandt.
I'm not sick. I'm pregnant, said Doreen.
There was a pregnant pause between them.
Rembrandt could hear people moving around outside.
Say something, said Doreen.
Rembrandt thought for a second, then said, Huh, I guess not all changes are bad.
What? Said Doreen.
Rembrandt smiled. It's the best news I've heard all day.
Thank you for listening to the story, Tale of the Dancing Cowboy. Please join us again for another Rembrandt parable. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to leave them through the iTunes store, the Rembrandt Parables podcast, or the website www.therembrandtparables.com. Good day, and God bless.